Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Charlie Margulis. Margulis was a member of the Weidmann Orchestra at the same time as BIX. So this is one in a series of programs about BIX's fellow musicians. And what I propose to do today is to play recordings that include Charlie Margulis and that were made before Margulis joined Weidmann and after Margulis left Weidmann. First, let me read what Don Reno tells us about Charlie Margulis. He was born on June 24, 1902 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and died April 24, 1967 in Little Falls, Minnesota. He studied trumpet in Minneapolis and played his first professional job at the city's Liberty Theater with a four-piece band under the direction of Volk Gilbert, assistant concertmaster of the Minneapolis Symphony. From 1920 to 1922, he played at Nankin's Cafe, then went to San Francisco, where he studied with Ben Klatzin of the San Francisco Symphony. Afterward, he played in the dance orchestras of Eddie Elkins, Paul Specht, and Sam Lennon. In December of 1924, he joined the Gene Golcat's band at the Book Cadillac Hotel in Detroit and then played in Russ Morgan's band at Detroit State Theater. Margulis joined the Weidmann Orchestra in September of 1927. He stayed with Weidmann until February 1930. He was a top musician and sight reader, and he played in many recording sessions and radio shows in New York in the early 1930s. About 1932, he studied with Max Schlossberg of the New York Philharmonic. After relocating temporarily to California to recuperate from an illness, he returned to New York and recorded with the Dorseys and others, formed his own band in the spring of 1937, joined Glenn Miller's band in early 38, and after that opened a chicken farm in California. In June 1940, Margulis organized another band, fronting it under the name Charlie Marlowe. After playing several West Coast dates, the band dissolved and Margulis went back to New York to resume freelance studio work. He recorded with Artie Shaw in 1940 and under his own name in 1958. Also played the Hit Parade Orchestra and the bands for the Kate Smith and Fred Allen television show. Well, let's get started with the music. First, I'm going to play from November 24, 1925, according to Ross, the Spanish shawl. As the name tells us, this has a little bit of the Spanish tinge that Jerry Roll Morton was talking about. It's also what I believe is the habanera rhythm. The band consists of Charlie Margulis and Bob Howard on trumpet, Andy Sindelar and Mike Durso on trombone, Volley Default clarinet, alto sax, Frank Risi, alto sax, Carl Spath, tenor sax, Herman Kaplan, violin, Bill Kranz, and Joe Breidenbach on piano, Happy Macefield, brass bass or string bass, Tony Briglia on drums. I will follow that with a recording from March 9, 1926, the same band. This is Now Stomp Your Stuff. So let's listen then to Charlie Margulis with Ray Miller's band, first 1925, then 1926.
Thank you.
staying with Margulis before Wildman, I want to play a couple of recordings by Ol Olsen and his orchestra. Lloyd Ol Olsen was a trombonist who had played with the California Ramblers, and he had only one recording session on his own name. That was on July 9, 1926 in New York. Ol Olsen and his orchestra, they recorded three numbers. I'm going to play two of them. First, Sadie Green, The Vamp of New Orleans, and then Snag It. Composition of the band is Charlie Margulis and Henry Levine on trumpet, Ol Olsen on trombone, Alfie Evans alto sax and baritone, Arnold Brillhart and William McGill on clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Irving Brodsky is on piano, Floyd Campbell on banjo, David Dapier on tuba, Stan King on drums, and the vocal in Sadie Green is John Ryan. Snag It is an instrumental. So let's listen then to Charlie Margulis with Ol Olsen and his orchestra in July of 1926.
The Vamp of New Orleans. has more bows than the Navy has marines. And when she starts to shake her hips, Captain, Captain, sink your ship. And if she starts to vamp, oh gosh, Mama burn my Macintosh. Say, Princess Vamp, the baby came to town. She's turned everything right upside down. Oh boy, full of speed. What she hasn't got, she doesn't need. What a queen, Sadie Green, the Vamp of New Orleans.
Now we move to the post-Weidman recordings of Charlie Margulies. First, Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers in September 6, 1930. We have Charlie Margulies and Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax. There is an unknown alto sax, an unknown tenor sax, possibly Min Lee Brook on bass sax, Joe Venuti on violin, an unknown pianist, Teddy Lang is on guitar, Stan King on drums, and the vocalist in the two recordings that I'm going to play is Scrappy Lambert. First, it's going to be I Am Only Human After All. It's a very beautiful tune. And then Out of Breath and Scared to Death of You, which is basically variations on a theme by Debussy. Joe Venuti was a huge Debussy fan, and he included the pieces, in particular from The Girl with the Linen Hair, in many of his recordings. So here is Charlie Margulies with Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers, 1930.
Are just the things I've got to do, for I am only human after all. tell me, is it wrong to touch the skin I simply long to touch when I am only human after all? I'm losing time, for I'm platonic with you, it's chronic with you, I fear. I'd rather be completely smothered by you than mothered by you, my dear. Talk is heavenly for two, but I want TNT for two, for I am only human after all. There's one saving grace anyone would feel as I do, out of breath and scared to death of you. Love was first defined, then explored and defined, still the old sensation is new, out of breath and scared to death of you. It takes all the strength that I can call to my command to hold your hand. I would speak at length about the love that should be made, but I'm afraid. Hercules and such never bothered me much. All you have to do is say boo, out of breath and scared to death of you.
Next, I want to play a couple of recordings by the Travelers, basically the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. This is February 26, 1931. We have Bunny Berrigan and Charlie Margulis on trumpet, question mark Louis Garcia on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Glenn Miller trombone and arranger, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet alto sax, Arnold Brillhart is on alto sax, question mark Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Tardo on bass, Stan King on drums. And the vocalist is Scrappy Lambert in both of the recordings that I'm going to play. First, I've got a Sweet Somebody, and then Dream, a Little Dream of Me. So here is Charlie Margulis with the Dorsey Brothers in February of 1931.
Somebody to love me. I've got somebody to sing to. I've got somebody to cling to. I've got a sweet somebody to love me. We talk it over, it's all agreed. You'll hear those bells soon, that's guaranteed. I took one look at the license. There's been no gray in the sky since. I've got a sweet somebody to love me. Thank you.
breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Next two recordings are by Ben Selvin and his orchestra from November 27, 1931. Ben Selvin is the leader. Charlie Margulis and Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, alto sax, Louis Martin alto sax, Jaime Wolfson tenor sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Rube Bloom piano, John Kelly guitar, Ward Lade bass, Milton Schlesinger on drums, and the vocalist in the two numbers that I'm going to play is Paul Small. First, Bend Down, Sister, and then Now's the Time to Fall in Love. So here is Charlie Margulis with the Ben Selvin in 1931.
If you want to keep thin, now you listen to me. No more messing with French dressing. Sister, you'll just have to bear it and grin. Now you can flirt with noodle soup. Well, you may sniff, but don't dare give in. Why, you've got to bend down, sister. Bend down, sister, if you want to keep thin. Ready, begin. One, two, three, bend. One, two, three, bend. One, two, three, bend. One, two, three, bend. That's fine. Three, bend. One, two, three, bend. Down, sister, do you hear me? Bend down, sister. That is, if you want to get thin. Now, don't be hasty, especially with French pastry. Sister, you'll just have to bear it and grin. Now, if you should never eat at all, oh, well, I'm sure that you're a cinch to win. Do you hear me now? Just bend down, sister. Bend down, sister. If you want to really get thin. Cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. Why, the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker all gave their price a downward shove. Boom, grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. Why, she can live just like a queen on what you're making. 'Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, and a flat's a lot cheaper. So, honey, now's the time to fall in love. Reduced in price, tomatoes cost considerably less. Now's the time to jolly well fall in love. There's many a spinster in good old Westminster who's looking for a blooming turtle dove. In America, they drink this beastly coffee. Wed an English lass and of your tea and toffee. King George expects every marriage to fill up a carriage. So now's the time to jolly well fall in love.
Complete the program, I want to play one number by a group of modern musicians. These are the Bratislava Hot Serenaders Orchestra, and in their own website they tell us that they belong to the list of the few strictly early jazz-oriented bands in the world. The band's 20 enthusiastic musicians have played together without interruption since the formation of the group in 1991-1992. Their playing adheres to the sound, style, and feel of such orchestras as Paul Whiteman, Gene Colcatt, and Duke Ellington, in addition to featuring Czech, Slovak, and other European classic jazz tunes of the period. The Bratislava Hot Serenaders are well established outside of Slovakia. 1994, the orchestra won the Sydney Door Prix at the Grand Festival of Music of 20s and 30s in Saint-Raphaël, France. They regularly appear in concert and in festivals in both their home country of Slovakia and abroad. So let's listen then to Too Late, recorded in 2003 by the Bratislava Hot Serenaders. I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings that included the trumpet player Charlie Margulis before and after he was with Paul Whiteman. And I also hope that you enjoyed the Bratislava Hot Serenaders. A point of personal history. First time I heard of Bratislava is in a song by Charles Trenet, it's Ania Na, And in the song, at one point, Chaltrenay uses the city of Bratislava. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.